And welcome to the Vashon Island Sports Machine, VOV show about island sports and human competition. Today is, what is it? It is Tuesday, May 25th, 2021, and I'm your host, Doug Langworthy. May 25th. Well, that means it's starting to get warmer. Flowers have bloomed. Like summer, unofficial summer starts this coming week. So what else could that possibly mean in this weird, weird world we're living in? Then it's time for winter sports. The boys and girls basketball teams, as well as the VHS wrestling teams here on the island, are both in full action. And in fact, our guests tonight are going to be the boys basketball team, and a conversation that I recorded with them last week that I'm super excited to share with you. We're going to get to that here in a moment. But first, let's play some theme music. Well, that wasn't our traditional theme music, was it? Yes, so it is winter sports land here on Vashon Island and in the Nisqually League in general. Our boys and girls basketball teams are in action. And in fact, all of the home games are being called here on the Voice of Vashon. Our next game is going to be on Thursday night, as both the boys and the girls are in action against visiting rivals Cascade Christian. The girls tip off at 5:30. Yours truly and Tara Morgan going to be on the call for that. And then the boys with the main event of the evening at 7 o'clock, with once again Stuck With Me and Joel Schoenberg calling all the action. And it's not just about basketball. Vashon here, as many of us know, we are a wrestling town. And our wrestlers are in action. They've already had two meets under their belt. They've done really well. Won way more matches than they lose, of course. So next week is going to be WrestleMania. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. Vince McMahon can sue me if he wants. It's going to be a wrestling world here on VOV next week. Next week on the Sports Machine, I will be hosting Coach Anders Blomgren and a couple of his senior wrestlers, Ethan McIntyre and Jordan Rutschow, are going to be joining us. Talk about the wrestling season so far, what to expect in the upcoming home match, which I'll get to here in a second, and wrestling in a pandemic. I mean, talk about full contact sport. You're not going to get much more full contact than wrestling. And then, so that's on Tuesday night. And then on Wednesday night, we are going to try something absolutely crazy, something that I don't believe has ever been done here on VOV. And probably not done many places. And that is, there's going to be a home meet next week. It's our only home meet of the year. And much like the big hockey games that are played in the big outdoor stadiums, the wrestling meet next year, because this is a pandemic year, we're going to have the mats out on the football/soccer/track right out at midfield. The fans are going to be able to come in and sit outside, and we are going to watch wrestling out on the big field. And if you're unable to make that, which I really highly recommend you try to get there, but just if you can't, we are actually going to be calling play-by-play wrestling here on the radio on your community station, The Voice of Vashon. I have no idea how it's going to go. Former pirate wrestler, why am I drawing a blank? Peyton Bonaventura is going to be joining me on the play-by-play. Peyton is going to provide some expert commentary. We're going to learn all about all the holds and how points are scored, and we are going to cheer on our Pirates as they take on Life Christian Academy and Concrete from way up north. So we are super excited for that. Wrestling on the radio next week. But first, tonight is all about basketball. This week is all about basketball. As I mentioned last week, so it's been 6 days now. It was last Wednesday night. I recorded a Zoom call with head coach Andy Sears and four of his senior players. Let's see, Lucas Schoenberg, Levi Moore, Zach Van Dusen, and why am I drawing a blank tonight? Oh boy, I'm really sorry. On the 4th, I don't have it right in front of me. Recorded a Zoom call, talk some basketball, and I am going to play that back. So in the meantime, between last week and tonight, there were two games. Unfortunately, the boys lost both of those games, but they were fresh off the big opening of the season win over Charles Wright Academy. So we are going to go ahead and play now the recorded interview from last week with the VHS Pirates boys basketball team. Here we go.
All right. And as promised, we have here joining us on the Sports Machine tonight, Coach Sears and four of the, I would say, superstar players after watching their first game last night. Joining Coach Sears, we have Lucas Schoenberg, who was deadly from three-point range last night, Zach Van Dusen, Ty Radford, Levi Moore, unstoppable in the paint on defense. How are you all doing tonight?
Doing well.
Excellent. Awesome. First of all, I want to thank you guys for joining. And we are here to talk about some basketball. But before we get into that, let's go ahead and just kind of quickly go around the horn here and start with Coach, who you are, what you do, how long you've been doing it, and anything else you'd like to say to start off.
All right. So, my name is Andy Sears. I've been head coach here on the island for 20 years. And then the last 6 years, I've been the athletic director. So it's been a great, great time here on the island. Born and raised, former pirate myself. So it's been an awesome journey.
Awesome. Once a pirate, always a pirate, right?
Absolutely.
All right, Zach, before we came live here, you were talking about how you're a pro here at this. This is old hat for you. So first of all, Zach, congrats on the dominant soccer season you guys had. It was pretty fun to watch.
Yeah, it was fun to participate with our pretty strong soccer team. I'm pretty devastated there wasn't a state tournament. I feel like we could have made a run for it, given that we won the championship 4-0.
That's right. All right. That's awesome. Zach, why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us what position you play in basketball and how long you've been playing.
Yeah. I play guard. And I'm a senior, as we all are. And I've been playing for most of my living memory. So for a while, BIJB, McMurray, and now high school.
Excellent. And Lucas, what's your story?
Yeah, I'm a senior as well. I'm a guard as well, too. And I've been pretty much playing, as long as I've had a brain that can remember things, I've been playing basketball.
Excellent. Awesome. Ty, what's your story?
Yeah, I'm a senior, and the only real difference is I'm a forward. But yeah, other than that, I've been playing basketball since I was like 5. So ever since I just like was learning how to tie my shoes, I was playing in basketball. So
awesome, I love it. And Levi, the big man in the middle.
I'm gonna tell you something new here.
Excellent,
but not actually, because I've been playing basketball pretty much since I could think. And I'm a senior at VHS, and I play the center on the team.
Awesome. Well, thank you, guys. And, so we are recording this on Wednesday night. What is the date today? It is the 19th. We're going to be airing this on BOV 6 days from now. So you guys we're actually going to have two games in between now and then. So we'll have a chance to talk to our future selves here shortly. But we are coming off fresh off of the season opener last night, which was a pretty good win against Charles Wright. What was the score of that game? The score was 48-34. Anything you guys want to say? Well, first of all, how was it just to be back out on the basketball court? It looked for a while this year like, you know, basketball being an indoor sport, lots of close contact might happening. What was it like just getting out there for the first time last night?
Oh, man, it was great. It's been weird. We've been looking like we're gonna have a season, and then COVID got a little bit worse in the winter, so it didn't look like we're gonna have a season. Just so grateful to be out playing again. We had practices in the preseason, but live 5-on-5, nothing like it.
Yeah, nothing like
the first time. This wasn't the game yesterday, but like first time we played 5-on-5 in practice, I kind of got like jittery and just kind of jumping around. I was so excited. Feels good. Game yesterday. It always feels good to beat Charles Wright, but we got some steps to move forward.
Yeah, I remember I came into the gym and I saw it like set up for a game for the first time all year. And I just had the biggest grin across my face because I was like, this is real. It's like, it's actually going to happen this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really awesome. I was at the game last night and walking in, same thing, like watching you guys warm up and, you know, doing the layup line and seeing folks file in to watch the game. I kind of got jittery myself. So it was pretty awesome. Coach, talk about practice in a pandemic. So last night, you guys were playing with masks on. What has, you know, I think it was Lucas maybe who said, talked about, you know, the on again, off again nature due to COVID. And it looked like we were going to have a season last winter. Then it went away. And now it's, you know, the middle of May and we're just kicking off the winter season. What has that been like for you to try to keep this program together and get practices going?
Well, you know, we've had an opportunity to do some small group workouts and stuff. And I think one of the biggest strengths of our team is this group that you have on tonight, along with Luca, who couldn't be here tonight, Luca Prile. We just have great senior leaders who set a tone in practice about how we play. They take it really serious. They've taken it upon themselves to make sure our younger guys know what's going on and bring them along as fast as possible. Because it is a bit of a challenge to get ready for a game in 7 days, seven practices. So I give credit to our student leaders and our captains, and they just do an awesome job all the time throughout practice and in games, just communicating. The masks, not only is it hard to breathe, but it's hard to communicate. And so we just made it a big point to communicate the best we can, and our seniors do an awesome job of leading that for sure.
Excellent. How about for you guys, the players, you know, practicing in masks, playing in masks, it's not fun, but beyond that, what is this, you know, the last 6 months of the on again, off again nature look like for you guys?
I mean, playing in masks is pretty fine. I mean, I've done two sports with masks now before this, and luckily, I've gotten pretty used to it. It's not too inhibiting, and the games are pretty much the same, but COVID's definitely been a concern throughout the year, and just praying and hoping that it gets better so we can have a season and that, you know, won't get canceled halfway through or something like that. So,
yeah. Awesome. And so let's spend a couple moments on the game last night, then we'll talk about the season ahead. So what did I say the score was? 48-34, and honestly, it got a little closer towards the end. It was kind of more wide open. Lucas, with the hot hand, by my count, these stats are all unofficial. A few three-pointers. I think he ended up with 11 points. What was, like, with that basket seemed pretty big for you last night.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good, you know, being a junior and then coming in as a senior and having that responsibility to score and to create more. It's it feels good to deliver. But it was great how many players we had score last night. I mean, our depth is really strong this year, having some sophomores come off the bench, having a sophomore start and really be able to be aggressive and score. It's really nice to not have to feel like, you know, as a senior that you're the only one that has to score. To rely on your other teammates is a really great feeling.
Yeah, and that was actually my next question for maybe one of the other guys. Maybe Zach, start with you. By my count, and again, all stats unofficial, guaranteed or your money back. By my count, there were 9 different players that scored last night. Zach, what's that say about you guys and how you pass the ball around?
Yeah, I mean, that's super cool, and I think Charles Wright had 2 players score last night.
Yep.
Could be wrong, but I think that says a lot. Like, a lot of unselfish players, but, like, unselfishness goes beyond just scoring. Like, I feel like we really work as a team on offense, passing around, but on defense as well, and trusting each other on defense, which is important. too, and it shows in our scoring, but it really goes beyond that.
Yeah, and I'm excited to talk about defense. I know defense gets coach excited as well. Ty or Levi, you guys were like those two players specifically on Charles, right? They were spending a lot of time trying to figure out how to penetrate and how to get inside. They were having a tough time doing that. What do you guys practice and why are you so successful in that last night?
So we've been working on in our defense, it's all about covering the areas that need to be covered in relation to the distance you are from the ball and the person you're guarding. So to stop them from coming in to the paint, we're always getting in our gaps, which is in between the guy we have and the guy with the ball, so we can help that person with the ball and then get back in time if we have to.
Okay. That's that's great. Coach.
That's right on. Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's Levi's pretty technical. So I mean, it's pretty technical.
I was sitting here marveling at the technical aspect of that. And yeah, I love it. That's really well said. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Zach hit the nail on the head though. We're trying to play team defense and play together and trust each other and support each other. We call it support, being in that gap. And, something we work on every day, and we make a big deal about playing, you know, like Zach said, playing together. So it's pretty awesome. I'm glad they recognize that. I'm glad they believe in that. And it's awesome to hear him talk about it.
Yeah, for sure. And it was fun to watch. So I'm giving you guys a chance to predict something that's going to be either verifiably wrong or awesomely correct. We have two games in between this interview and by the time of Lair. I'm curious what your guys' thoughts are for Annie Wright and Life Christian. And on that note, Coach, you know, talking about the pandemic, and I don't mean to keep coming back to it, but it's kind of a big deal. How is it for like scouting or knowing, you know, what the teams are going to bring against you in the games?
That's a challenge because we try to do a lot of work on our opponents and getting ready for who we're playing and making sure we have an idea about how we want to attack them and how we want to try to slow them down. And we said last night that we were flying a little blind. You know, the whole league started last night together, so there wasn't those non-league games to get out and see people. And that's a challenge. To back that up, you know, you just have to be ready for everything, and you got to be ready to adjust and continue to adapt to how they're playing and who's the hot hand and some different things. So, and we did a good job of that last night. We clearly identified their top two guys as their big time scorers, and we're able to adapt to what we wanted to do against them. And then I have great friends around the league that help us out with video, and we trade video and just try to make sure we get as much information on teams as we possibly can going into the game. And our guys, you know, we meet early to watch video on us and watch video on the other team, and our guys take it really serious. I mean, we had a great video session this afternoon and so many great questions, and they're just thinking ahead about how we're going to guard this and how we're going to guard that and what do we do in this situation. So it's pretty awesome to be a part of.
That's great. So yeah, speaking of that, so game last night, one practice, maybe a video session today, and then right back at it tomorrow. So I'm curious from the guys, what you guys talk about with it, with the Annie Wright game coming up, and what are some things you'll be looking to try to do?
Yeah, I mean, they have two real good, isolation creators on their team. That's how they get, you know, the majority of their points. And so I like our game plan. And I also think even in the quick turnaround where we get, you know, one practice and one film session, I think we're ready to kind of capitalize on the mistakes we might have made versus Charles Wright. So I think it's a good building block, and I think we're going to be able to really step up our level of play and make sure that we're going to lock down what we need to lock down, like focus on our details. And I think these next two games will be a test, but you know, we're ready. We studied for the test is what I'm trying to say.
Awesome. Still students. That's great. So
yeah,
what, Traditionally, with the next two games, Andy Wright and Life Christian, how strong are they traditionally versus, say, you know, the Cascade Christians and the Bellevue Christians that are later on in the season?
Yeah. So Andy Wright and Life Christian are new to the league this year.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. They're new. Andy Wright's just added a boys team this year, and they've got a few, like Ty said, they've got some great players for sure. And then Life Christian opts up from 2B, and they were in the 2B championship game in 2019. They're a great program, really good team, and got a lot of really good players back. And so two really good tests right off the bat in the next week. So, but like Ty said, you know, we're trying to we want our system to be adaptable where we don't necessarily have to change anything. We can just emphasize different parts of it against any given team. So we don't have to do anything new. We just have to execute and make sure we understand this part of it's going to be really important. For example, getting into our gap, supporting the guy guarding the ball is going to be really important in the next two games. And so we just have to emphasize, we don't have to necessarily change anything, which is really nice.
Yeah. Awesome. So, I'm curious from the guys, beyond these next two games, and looking at the opponents we've had for many years now, Cascade, Bellevue, Charles Reitigan. What are you guys' expectations for the season for the team?
Well, this year it's looking like we got a pretty strong league this year. Bellevue's always strong. We got Andy Wright and Life Christian coming in, and they both look strong. Seattle has a couple of young players that have looked really good in the last couple of years. So it looks like it's going to be super competitive, and I'm really excited to go after it. And I think that if we work hard, focus on what we're doing and really execute, that we can place really high in this league and do really, really good things.
Awesome. Anyone else want to chime in on that?
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I think the sky's the limit for this team. Obviously, we have some good competition this year, but, we're a good team too. And I feel like we're ready to, show people that, we had MVP JJ Bogard leaving and Finbar and Patch, right? And I think we're ready to show people that there's always the next guy up with us. So I think we're ready to try and stay at the top this year.
Yeah, Zach, we kind of talked about that a little bit with the soccer interview that we did a few weeks back. And, speaking of losing JJ and Richard and the championship team before that, as you look at this basketball team, and I know you guys are all in the same room right now. So you look at your fellow players around you and some of the younger guys, what are you thinking about with kind of that next man up mentality?
Yes, we're not necessarily where we need to be for the end of the season, but everyone has really been stepping up into a bigger role, and it's been showing. And I think we'll be in a good spot as long as we just like they said, execute our game plan. We have a great coach to lead us through it, and a great game plan he created for each game and the season as a whole. But there's a lot of sophomores stepping into new roles that have really impressed me, and all my senior peers as well, stepping up their skills game on the court, but the leadership roles as well.
Yeah, for sure. One thing I was impressed with, and Lucas, I'm curious to get your thoughts on, is Max, the sophomore, handling a lot of the ball handling last night. What about his game impressed you?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. For freshman year, Maxwell Legato Williams, he was like a pretty short, scrawny kid, and then over the offseason, he grew and he got built, and he really came out and he came after this year. I was really impressed in the first practice that we went to. He just doesn't care that he's a sophomore, and he thinks he deserves as much as everyone because he does. And I'm really impressed by him. It's really nice to have another guard that we can trust the ball with, trust him not to turn it over. Sometimes young guys can get a little flustered and their brains can start going crazy and they just start throwing it to the other team. But really impressed with not only his, physical skills, his shooting, dribbling, but also his mental skills to be able to stay in the game and be smart and make smart decisions.
Awesome. So we talked a bit about what your guys' expectations are for the team. I'm curious, the four of you, if you've set any personal goals or anything that you would like to personally do to either, you know, for yourself or to contribute to the team, anything you're looking specifically to add.
I think personally, I mean, we can kind of go around. Personally, I haven't had many goals. I think mostly it's just kind of getting consistent with the three ball and just making sure I can stay in the game and, you know, stay shooting throughout the game, even if I miss a few. But also really want to focus on getting my other teammates involved. We got some great potential to score. Sam Walker, a junior, really stepped up this year, dropped some points last game. He's an absolute beast, and I really want to, you know, find him more and just get the team offense going.
Yeah, I was Sam's kind of dirty work rebounds and poking some balls away underneath was pretty fun to watch last night. How about Zach? What about some personal goals for you?
I really want to execute on defense this year and lock up my man on D and help lock up my teammates' matchups on D and just play my role. As a team, I think it'd feel pretty good to beat Bellevue Christian. We beat them in soccer, but basketball's another sport. New game. Feel good to
indeed
to come out.
I think we only have them once. I think we only have them once this year, and it's an away game. Is that right? Yeah,
that's the unfortunate part of the COVID season is we don't get as many games. But I mean, we had some tough losses to them last year, some really close games, and it's always kind of they're always a little different, those games. When you lose, it hurts, and then when you win, nothing quite like it.
Exactly, because you know they're obviously a great team, great program, right? And we feel like they're really the second, you know, force in the league. So I think, you know, a couple close losses last year, and we're really feeling the need to beat them this year.
Awesome. All right. Well, so we are on Zoom. However, I can't see you guys. Who is that was just talking?
That was Ty.
That's what I thought. Ty, so let's keep it going with you. For you, as you kind of think about what you can add personally to the team, what is it you're looking to do?
You know, I kind of pride myself on doing the little things, the dirty things nobody wants to do, right? So, like, setting good screens, being a force on the glass, right? Also, like, being a leader, right, off the court, making sure that, you know, with our younger guys and maybe even our older guys at times too, making sure that they're still, you know, in the game, keeping their heads in the game.
I'm always in the game, Ty.
We're proud of you, Zach. Yeah, no, but just like making sure that I'm, you know, able to stay on the floor and do the things that, you know, you need to do to win. But, you know, I don't think a lot of people are willing to do.
Yep. Yeah, that's awesome stuff. And you know, just to keep saying, talk about last night's game. That's exactly what I was able to see you do. So that was fun to watch. Levi, I think you're the one we haven't heard from yet, as far as, you know, what your personal goals are.
I'd say my personal goals for this season, I'm basically trying to utilize the height that I was given and use it to the best of its ability on the court. So basically I'm working on a lot of post moves, trying to get over people, and also on defense, like having hands up, getting blocks when I can, and all that kind of stuff. Cause I think it'll help the team a lot.
And dunking. You're going to dunk this year.
And dunking.
Yeah, and dunking. All right.
Yeah. The first fast break you get, it's going down.
You going to throw him an alley-oop?
Oh yeah. I'm ready.
Yeah, that's a part of it.
I've practiced with Luca too. I'm going to throw him one of these times on one of our set plays.
Awesome. I love it. Coach, what are your thoughts on what you're hearing from these guys?
You know, I think they said it when they're next guy up and their roles are expanding and changing. It's pretty awesome to watch them continue to grow. I mean, to see Levi Moore catch it on the square last night and take it hard to the middle and make two or three baskets was awesome. And Lucas get going last night was awesome. They're all having a real mature and understanding that we need them in different ways this year. And, that's, to me, that's the name of the game is trying to maximize and yourself and your ability and taking the greater responsibility as you get older. So yeah, I think it's pretty awesome. I think it's pretty awesome that also that they didn't all say, I want to score 20 points a game. They all know that they have different things that they need to do. And our team needs those things for us to be successful. So yeah, I'm proud of what they said, man. That's pretty, I don't think it's like that on every team. So I think that's one of the reasons that we've been so good. So
yeah, totally. I mean, getting back to that whole 9 different players scoring last night and really only one in double figures. So it was totally spread around. So guys, you guys are student athletes. So students first, let's spend a minute or so talking about what school has been like this year for you guys. It's your senior year. It hasn't been a normal year. We've only started going back to class a little bit in the last few weeks. What has this experience been like for you?
Man, it's been a little bit tough. Senior year is generally one of the hardest years of high school. A lot of people take a lot of AP classes. They have a lot of hard exams, and it's definitely a lot harder online, but we're getting through it together, you know. I've been having the boys, Zach, Ty, Levi, come over for online school some days. Makes it feel a little bit better. But not having the pep assemblies before the game, not having spirit weeks, definitely damages the experience. But I'm really grateful that, I still have.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's nice in the school year to finally get to have some in person. Because I've been doing running starts since junior year. And so just basically to even come back and come to in-person school again, I enrolled in our class at the high school so I can come into the school and actually take classes with my friends now, which I probably wouldn't have done if COVID hadn't happened. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
okay.
I'll admit, the senioritis has definitely been kicking in a little hard, especially when you're online half the time. But like Lucas said, I'm grateful that I have what I have and we're going in person at least 2 days a week. I'd say COVID made me much more appreciative of in-person school.
Yes.
And actually being in class with my peers, interacting with my peers. So I appreciate that.
And the student and staff, it's, you know, when you don't ever realize you miss something until you're gone away from it. I miss all, you know, Mr. Butler's jokes and all the little things my teachers bring. I'm very grateful for them this year.
That's really well said, guys. So you guys are all 4 seniors. What day is graduation day? I think I heard that we have a game after graduation. Is that correct?
Yeah, I believe we have like the whole league tournament the week after we graduate, which, you know,
yeah, I
think it's pretty exciting. Yeah.
So you guys aren't going to ditch us, right? You're going to show up.
Oh, no.
You're not going to be like, I'm out of here.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
Well, nothing better to do. We'll be in the gym 24/7.
Awesome. So as seniors, I always like to ask, what are you guys' plans after school? And especially now as it's kind of starting to wind down.
Yeah, I guess we can just go in a circle. I'm staying local, going to CLU, going to study some computer science, hopefully, you know, make some money as you do.
Yeah, I'm going to the Honors College at Arizona State, so I'll be down with the nice weather, getting outside of the Northwest a little bit and hopefully a little less rain.
I think a lot less rain.
Yeah, no rain, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be heading to the long winters of Maine and going to Bates College in Lewiston, Maine.
Okay. What made you decide on Maine? I think actually come to think of it. So I did the broadcast with Joel, with Lucas, your dad, last night for VOB. Yeah. And he was saying that I think there were some Van Dusen family members tuning in from Maine. Is that right?
Totally could be possible. I have an extended family that is very into Zach's athletics. So there's a group chat that I'm not in that's called like Zach. It has my dad and my extended family in it.
Awesome. I think we have one more. Is that right?
Yeah. So I'm not going to be going to college this year. just because a lot of things happened this year, COVID and everything. I just decided to take a year to not go. But I'm going to see what I can do in this year. I don't want to just relax. I want to keep taking some classes at a community college probably before I go off to a full college. And I also want to try starting some businesses. I've been thinking about opening a food truck, stuff like that. See what I can do before I go to college. Not wasting my time.
Levi basically runs Mario's here on the island, so he's got the good experience.
That's good to know. What any genre of food truck there, Levi?
Well, based on my experience, I think the easiest thing would be pizza because I've been doing it for the last 2 years. I've been thinking a lot of things. I have no solid idea yet.
That's great. I always love pizza. Definitely my last meal. So basketball is a game that, you know, you see 60-year-olds playing at the Y. You guys, I'm hoping you're planning to play your whole life. Would that be a true statement?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to go play some rec league hoops, you know, go cross some kids up in college. I'm ready. I think we're all ready. We're all sharing in that sentiment. You know, like, the best part about playing for the high school team is that it really gives you a love for the game and makes you want to continue playing for as long as you can, I guess.
Yeah, great. Coach, so, you know, this year is this year. How are you feeling about the years to come with, you know, some of the players we talked about, Sam and Max and the leadership that these guys have shown to help those guys along?
Yeah, exactly. You know, they set a tone, and you just hope that the next group takes on the same responsibility. There's a lot of I think they've mentioned it a few times. I think there's some really good young talent, and so it's I think the future is going to continue to be bright, you know, and just keep moving forward and trying to get as good as we can. That's kind of the fun part about basketball. Don't you guys think? It's just like, gosh, how good can we get at this? And we're always trying to get better and improving. And hopefully the next guys will take it similar to this group for sure.
Yeah, like, you know, you just mentioned how good could we get. And I just thought of Levi kind of talking about court geometry earlier and getting into the details of you know, what just those technical details. And that gets me really excited. So I'm thrilled to hear you guys talking about that.
We have two freshmen on varsity too, and Sawyer Ranney and Finn Hawkins. And as I was saying, these guys have taken them under their wing. I think Ty is just in Sawyer's ear the entire practice, helping him get through it and learn it. And because he knows how important it is for him to learn it. And I see Zach helping Finn and Lucas and all these guys. So that speeds the process, you know. And when you got older guys that aren't intimidating you but are helping you, it makes everyone kind of settle in. It's a great thing to watch.
Great thing. I hope you guys are – I hope you guys are intimidating them a little bit. I mean, they are.
Oh, yeah. Right? Ty's been raising his voice a little bit.
Yeah.
No, he's a force. There's times where you gotta get your message to them quicker than in a conversation.
Clearly. You gotta be assertive.
We've learned it's called loud talking. It's not yelling, it's loud.
Yeah.
I would never yell.
Exactly.
I'm on board. Yep.
That's your specialty.
Just loud talk them. I love it.
That's awesome. All right, guys. So first game in the books. Next game tomorrow, which is 5 days ago by the time this airs, and then a whole season ahead. As of right now, all the games are going to be broadcast on VOV. So if you're out there listening and you want to listen to the action, please do tune in. Before we head out, any last things you guys wanted to maybe cover off on that we didn't talk about, or just anything you want to leave us with?
I don't know. I don't really have anything. I'm just glad to be back playing basketball. Excited for, round out my senior year, hopefully at the league championship with, some of my closest friends. So, yeah.
Yeah, really grateful we can have some of the senior year moments you kind of look forward to, crying on senior night, all the things, you know, like the little things that you don't really think of, like having like a banquet. We didn't have a banquet last year, having like games with your friends watching you, you know, the running out, getting the quick side bump for before the game, you know, as like the pregame tradition, all the stuff we do. Just very grateful to be back out on the court.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, we're playing basketball, which is awesome. And then playing basketball with four of my best friends, like, what could get better than that?
Yeah, we've had this same five seniors, or, you know, we've had back when we played Delridge basketball in like fifth grade, you know, we've had the same group of guys, and it's been crazy. Like, since VIJB, even just, you know, VIJB to Delridge to McMurray to now, it's been a journey.
The orange team on VIJB was unbeatable,
but the black team, I would just like to put it on the maroon.
That's awesome. I've certainly as a fan, and you know, calling games for VOB, but even when I haven't been and just watching the games, I've enjoyed watching you guys for the past 4 years, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the season. So thank you all so much for joining. I'm curious, if do you guys follow, you know, the NBA or anything like that? Any predictions for LeBron and Steph tonight?
I would like to say that if the Brooklyn Nets have a 100% chance of winning the championship, it's not even going to be close. LeBron is washed, and the Lakers are trash. I don't think the Lakers are going to do anything. I think it's all Nets this year, baby. KD is the greatest player to ever grace this earth.
And Joe Harris. Hello, Joe Harris.
Yes, actually, yes.
Washington.
Washington's own. And coach, you have some experience with him. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So just so you guys know, this is a matter of public record. So that bold prediction for the Nets is going to go down.
I would be willing to wager as much money as humanly possible on the Nets this year. It's not even going to be close. Kyrie, James Harden, and KD are all going to drop 50.
Now hear me out.
And win every game.
Milwaukee Bucks have this in the bag.
Okay, Ty. Because that's enough.
All right, guys.
Lock them all up.
That is fun. I'm glad you guys are excited for that. I'm excited for the rest of your season as well.
You know, it's all about college ball, too. NBA is useless and is terrible basketball. College ball is really where it's at. It's where the hard work is going.
There's work at all levels, so I will give you guys that. Well, guys, thank you guys so much. You guys have been great to talk to, and like I said, I look forward to the rest of the season.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.